A nationally recognized child literacy program in Western Massachusetts has a new manager. Chrissy Howard will run the Springfield City Library's Reading Success by Fourth Grade initiative. The library assumed management of the program earlier this year from the Davis Foundation. Springfield-based philanthropy began the effort in 2009 to raise the level of third grade reading proficiency in the city's public schools, which at the time was 28%. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Howard.
I'm a Springfield resident, lived here for a little while now, and I worked in Springfield Public Schools as an instructional coach, instructional leadership specialist of literacy, and I've worked a lot in formal public education. I was a head of school in Worcester. I've worked as a teacher and a coach and in the principal role, and I really feel like the structures of school are kind of set. And they're, you know, doing, all the schools are doing everything they can to get all kids reading, and that's really important. But there's so much of a child's day that is outside of the classroom. And I was very interested in working with the community to try to figure out how we can work together to increase just literacy all over, but to honor families' multi-literacies and to work specifically with this initiative. The early childhood experience is really important. We know that the reading levels or being able to read on grade level by the end of third grade is a huge indicator of long-term success in school, being able graduating, being prepared for college, career, active citizenship, all those things, which is really giving all of the Springfield kids an opportunity to be able to do whatever they want. That's kind of the point, is to give them choice and in doing whatever they want for their lives. And to do that, you need to be able to be reading and have access to these other opportunities. So I know the Davis Foundation and the library, both institutions, have been champions of early literacy and building collaboration. So I'm hopeful that this is really going to make a big impact in the city.
This initiative, which you now mm-hmm. manage, as you indicated, started about 10 years ago by the mm-hmm. Davis Foundation with the library and the public schools and others as mm-hmm. as partners. Have you had a chance to assess what has occurred in those 10 years, where things stand now as you take over the management responsibility?
Yeah, so that's actually where I'm starting. I'm only in my third week here, and I'm starting with a listening tour. So I have received lists of over 100 partners of individuals, community members, organizations, the public schools, the library, like you said, and so many other groups of people, coalitions and committees and convenings and councils and everyone who has really played a major role or even a minor role in the work that's being done in Springfield to increase early literacy rates. And what I'm doing is I'm going out and meeting folks and just saying hi and kind of just listening and taking stock of, like, what are the accomplishments? How were we able to work together in the past 10 years? How have they been involved and would they like to remain involved? What are the hopes and dreams of the collaboration of by working together? What do we hope to help each other do? So far, everyone who has been involved wants to continue to be involved at varying levels, and everyone is very excited to continue the momentum of what's been going on. This initiative taking over is really big shoes to fill. They've been an All-American City. They've been Pacesetter Community. They've been honored by the National Campaign for Grade Level Reading. So there's a lot of work that's been done, and I want to continue that momentum, and I want to get everyone's input. And I think it's really important that everyone have a seat at this table. So,
sure. I mean, the initiative is described as encompassing a community wide strategy. Mm-hmm. I mean, but the in listening, some of the partners that you've been meeting or planning to meet with, it almost sounds a little. Do you feel like it's a little bit too unwieldy?
Right now, I think that everyone is behind this mission of, you know, battling generational poverty, ensuring all of Springfield's kids have access to economic opportunity. You know, I think that everyone's behind those big issues. I think that there's a lot of places to grow and to work together. I think you know, you're right. There's 10 years of history here. That's a lot going on. And moving forward, I'd love to convene the partners that are interested and bring everybody together at the table and say, you know, where is our focus going to be? And so that's, too, is my next step. Actually, I'm on this listening tour now, and I'm hoping to have a convening in the fall where we come together and we think about, you know, what are the next logical and hopeful steps and build a real strategy, you know, involving the community and our advisory boards and all these different organizations that really just have a lot of great ideas that we'd like to put together and kind of bring some focus in so that, you know, by fall, winter, that we have a really some strategy, some action steps, and we know where we're going and we know how to get there, but also what it looks like when we get there and how we can measure our progress.
So what will define success for you then?
Right now, I just like to meet everybody.
Okay. So,
and I think.
But is there a specific target for third grade reading proficiency that you're looking for? According to the most recent test results that we have available, it currently is at 44%.
I think that there's been so much success that so much has been done. And I'm very proud to be able to continue this work, but that we also do have a lot of work to do. That 44% of students passing the state assessment that's majority failing, and we need to work on that. And it's so much has been done already, and I'm just excited to close that gap and really get to having all of our kids be successful.